Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the world news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says center has prioritized safety of Indians in conflict zones in West Asia. Crisis in West Asia escalates as an Iranian retaliatory strike damages US military aircraft in Saudi Arabia. 17 people killed, 26 injured as floods and landslides hit parts of Afghanistan. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders set a target of 221 runs for hosts Mumbai Indians. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the central government has prioritized the safety of Indians in conflict zones amidst the ongoing crisis in West Asia, which has a sizable number of people from Keralam. Addressing a campaign rally in Palakkad this afternoon, the Prime Minister highlighted the government's response to the West Asia conflict and said India is closely monitoring the situation and actively working to minimize its impact on the country.
वेस्ट एशिया में चल रहे युद्ध पर सबकी नजर है। इस युद्ध का प्रभाव भारत पर कम से कम पड़े, इसके लिए हमारी सरकार लगातार काम कर रही है। केरलम के बहुत सारे लोग युद्धगत क्षेत्र में काम कर रहे हैं। युद्ध शुरू होने के बाद से ही मैं इन देशों के सभी राष्ट्राध्यक्षों से लगातार संपर्क में हूँ। सारे ही देश युद्ध क्षेत्रों में फंसे भारतीयों की सुरक्षा को प्राथमिकता दे रहे हैं। भारतीयों के हितों की सुरक्षा भाजपा एनडीए सरकार के लिए सर्वोपरि है।
The security situation in West Asia has escalated following reports of damage to a US military aircraft after an Iranian retaliatory strike in Saudi Arabia. According to US media, the strike targeted Prince Sultan Air Base, damaging an American E-3 Sentry AVACS aircraft used for surveillance and battle management. At least 12 US personnel were reportedly injured, including two seriously.
The US military aircraft attacked by Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is said to have involved ballistic missiles and drones. Images released by Iran's press TV show extensive damage to the aircraft. The channel reported that the strike was carried out by Iran's IRGC using missiles and attack drones targeting facilities linked to US and Israeli operations. Iran also claimed it shot down a US MQ-9 drone and hit an F-16 fighter jet. Prince Sultan Air Base remains a key hub for US air operations in the region and has reportedly been targeted multiple times during the ongoing escalation. Our West Asia correspondent reports that Israel carried out fresh air strikes on Tehran and other parts of Iran, targeting weapons sites and military infrastructure. The Israeli military said it is prepared for a multi-front war. One Israeli soldier was killed and three others injured in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, the United States has deployed additional Marines aboard the USS Tripoli, with the Pentagon preparing for possible extended operations. Iranian Parliamentary Speaker Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf warned that Iranian forces are ready to respond to any US ground presence and accused Washington of planning an attack despite diplomatic messaging. Subhadra Ramachandran for World News.
Pakistan is set to host a quadrilateral meeting of foreign ministers from Saudi Arabia, Egypt and Turkey today to discuss the ongoing conflict in West Asia and efforts to negotiate peace. According to Pakistan's Foreign Office, Egypt's Foreign Minister Badr Abdeletti and Turkey's Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan arrived in Islamabad last night at the invitation of Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishak Dar. Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud also arrived today to take part in the discussions. A measles outbreak has spread across Bangladesh with at least 21 child deaths reported in March amid rising infections in multiple districts. Health officials say the outbreak is affecting areas including Dhaka, Moymensingh, Rajshahi, Chattogram, Pabna and Nathore, with additional cases reported from several other regions. According to the Directorate General of Health Services, measles is present nationwide, though case numbers are significantly higher in certain districts. Hospitals in the capital are struggling to cope with the surge. Health experts warn that gaps in vaccination coverage are a key driver of the outbreak. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. we bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Body of a teenage boy who had been missing for several months has been recovered in Turbat in Pakistan's Balochistan province. According to Balochistan Post, the 17-year-old was found near Turbat Pasni Road with gunshot wounds. He had reportedly gone missing in June last year after being taken away by unidentified armed individuals. A local organization has raised concerns over these incidents and called for international attention. In Afghanistan, 17 people have been killed and 26 others were injured after severe flooding, landslides and thunderstorms struck parts of the country over the past 24 hours. Authorities warned today that the death toll could rise as survey teams from the National Disaster Management Authority continue surveying the affected regions. A total of 13 out of Afghanistan's 34 provinces, mainly in the western, central and northwestern areas, have been impacted by the extreme weather. According to a spokesperson, the disaster has also caused widespread damage to infrastructure and agriculture. Around 147 homes were either completely or partially destroyed. Nearly 80 kilometers of roads were washed away. Mass protests swept across the US and in Europe as hundreds of thousands gathered in cities nationwide under the banner of No Kings, targeting President Donald Trump's immigration and foreign policy. Organizers said the demonstrations were part of a coordinated national mobilization with more than 3,000 events planned across the country. The flagship rally at the Minnesota state capitol in St. Paul drew one of the largest crowds with estimates of over 2 lakh participants. Arab foreign ministers have unanimously agreed to nominate Egyptian diplomat Nabil Fahmy as the next Secretary General of the Arab League. He is set to succeed Ahmed Abul Gheit, whose second term concludes in June this year. Under the Arab League's charter, the Secretary General must be appointed by at least a 2/3 majority. Fahmy served as Egypt's foreign minister from June 2013 to July 2014 and has previously held key diplomatic posts as Egypt's ambassador to both the United States and Japan. Founded in 1945, the Arab League comprises 22 member states and works to coordinate political, economic and cultural policies across the region. Mongolia's ruling party selected a new candidate, Ulsan Niyamusor, for the prime minister's post today after the last head of government, Zandanshatar Gambojav, resigned after only 9 months. A state news agency said Ulsan, who is the current chairman of Mongolian People's Party and serving as Speaker of the Parliament, was nominated at a party meeting. Zandanshatar's resignation came after one of his senior ministers faced allegations of corruption. In the IPL cricket, chasing a target of 221, Mumbai Indians were 139 for nil in 11.1 overs against Kolkata Knight Riders in a second match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Put into bat first, Kolkata Knight Riders posted a massive total of 220 for 4 with the help of captain Ajinkya Rahane's 67 and Ankrish Raghuvanshi's 51 runs. For Mumbai, Shardul Thakur picked up 3 wickets. Earlier, Mumbai Indians won the toss and opted to bowl. The 2-month-long tournament will continue till 31st of May. Kimi Antonelli of Mercedes won the Japanese Grand Prix today, his second straight victory. The 19-year-old Italian became the youngest driver in Formula One history to lead the World Championship standings. Antonelli took advantage of a mid-race safety car to leapfrog into the lead after a dreadful start from pole position at Suzuka. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Centre has prioritised safety of Indians in conflict zones in West Asia. Crisis in West Asia escalates as an Iranian retaliatory strike damages US military aircraft in Saudi Arabia. 17 people killed, 26 injured as floods and landslides hit parts of Afghanistan. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders set a target of 221 runs for host Mumbai Indians. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.